Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're having fun. Afternoon guys are coming out, getting you all ready for the Browns against the Broncos tonight. You'll hear it on the Browns Radio Network and right here on 92.3 The Fan.
You know, it's I live pretty close to here, so I drive by here all the time. We're at the MGM Northfield Park, and like, I always find it amazing how many great concerts they have out here.
Yeah, they really do.
To find their way this weekend.
Grand Funk is coming in March.
Oh, are you in? You going to be there?
I like Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, Phelps, Grand Funk, can we get anybody on that? Anyway, great concerts coming up this weekend, too. Marshall Tucker Band is going to be here Friday night. They start at 8 o'clock. And the Kings of Cool, Dawny Iris and the Cruisers. That's how you got to say it, right? They Dawny. Got a little Pittsburgh in them. But I think about, you want to talk about great doubleheaders, Dawny Iris and Michael Stanley, all the time.
Yeah,
that they would play, and you know, Donnie's daughter lives here in town, or I used to work with her at Channel 3, and you know, and then she'll sometimes would hop on the Skins and she'd play a little drums up there, so it's pretty cool.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's very cool. So Dawny Iris and the Cruisers are here on Saturday, and then
Matteo Bocelli.
Yeah, you excited about that?
I'm pumped.
Just want to make sure they're here Sunday night at 7:30, and you can purchase your center stage tickets at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, but you got to be 21 and older, so make sure you take care of that. Find your groove at MGM Northfield Park.
All right,
this place is cool. I love this place.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's very, very classy.
Let's make the push for table. Let's make the push for table games out here.
Before we get into the Browns-Broncos, I got to go behind the scenes for a second.
Go for it.
So we're sitting here, and we're there's spotlights on us. You know, my retinas are getting fried, but we're quite illuminated, and we're sitting right next to each other.
Yeah,
Meredith, you didn't hear this.
No, I didn't.
I'm wearing a dark green sweater.
Are you going to call me out on this?
And he turns and he looks at me and he says, "Your eyes are really green."
I've never noticed that.
Do you have green eyes? And I took off my glasses and I've only known the dude for like 20 years.
I've got a better story than that.
I've known him for over 20 years, and he's looking at me and gazing into my eyes. Do you have green eyes?
Are you done?
I batted my eyes at him.
So I don't
creeped
know.
Him right out.
So you are one of the people that I think I've worked with you longer than anybody else between television.
You've known
and
me
radio.
About as long as you've known your wife. About. I think. You've
oh
known
no, I've known you longer than I've known my wife. I met you in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've
it was a memorable
longer.
Meeting for me.
Yeah, I know you don't remember.
Plug it away, it was, little buckaroo.
That's right. We were on the stairs of WKSR, which is now Black Squirrel Radio at Kent State University. Yeah. And I remember those days. So this is amazing, too. So you say that. I never knew your eyes were green. I worked with Jay Crawford when we were in Columbus at Channel 10.
Yeah.
Every day for, I think, close to 5 years.
Ding! You didn't notice the big thing?
I never once noticed that Jay has three different colored eyes. He's got one eye that I think is blue.
Jay Crawford has three eyes?
Well, no, he has but three different
Jay.
Colors. Three different colors among two eyes, and every once in a while I see him now. I'm fascinated by the fact not only that I think it's really cool and unique. So he's got one eye that's I think is blue, and then the other one is like blue, half blue, and then half brown. And
so that's two different colored eyes.
Well, it's yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, all right. Sorry, there's no math on this show. So, but I never knew that about Jay, and I was
how about that?
And I'm trying to think.
I knew you had brown eyes.
Oh, well, that's because some people would say, you want me to fill in the blank on this or not get in trouble?
No, don't.
Okay, I don't want to get in trouble.
Point.
Sometimes, yes, that's right. I'll stop at that point. But I worked with Jay every day for almost 5 years and never realized that.
Yeah, you've worked you stared me in the face every day for 13.
Just a year. More than that. Like probably closer to 20
TV when we did TV together, we sat next to each other as close as we're sitting there, and you just figured out I have green eyes.
So I don't really
glad Andy's paying attention.
I don't
to detail.
Make a lot of eye contact.
Way to be observant,
with Jeff. Just so you know, because I'm listening to your voice.
Number to join us, not to talk about eyes, is 216-474-0092. Browns Broncos tonight. Scott Patrick was just with us. Scott from the Chronicle Telegram. Go read his work. He does a great job. Scott. I asked him to look ahead a little bit. He thought tackle might be a spot that they would look at, and it was the first one he went to after quarterback. We all know that deal.
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue with him.
No, I can't either.
I can't argue. In fact, I agree. I think a young, up-and-coming, good tackle would be a great addition to this team.
I can't argue that. I don't have that great feeling about a quarterback coming out in the draft this year. And I was like, you know, we always sit here and it's end of November, early December. By the way, happy December. It's our first show in December.
Yeah, thanks.
And we always say, oh, there's no quarterback. And then somewhere along the line, something will emerge. You know, we've talked a lot about Shedeur Sanders and what impact he made. But everyone keeps saying this isn't a good draft for quarterbacks. This isn't. So I'm going to be honest. I'm not too upset with Jameis. So I'm good with – and I don't know maybe where the bar is for me.
Kind of like him, huh?
Yeah, let's see what Jameis can do for the rest of the season and then make a determination on how desperate this team could be about trying to land a quarterback. I don't know if you read a couple days ago. It might have been 2 weeks ago. Terry Pluto's column on just looking back on Deshaun Watson and who is to, you know, ultimately be responsible for him being here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Terry had that point just about – when they brought him in, and I don't know why they were so desperate, other than the fact that maybe they upset Baker Mayfield at the time, but, you know, like, why were the Browns so desperate when they brought him in to bring in another quarterback? I think when you look at this organization since 99, being desperate for a quarterback is not a good look.
No. Nope.
It is not a good look at all. So, you know, if we're going to walk down this road again and try to, you know, reestablish the quarterback position here, let's not be desperate. That's going to be my big theme. Let's not be desperate.
Can you learn something about what's going on in Pittsburgh? About the Browns in that situation?
Yeah, they were.
I mean, they drafted Kenny Pickett. Maybe out of desperation. You know, mm-hmm. Kenny shared the training facility when he played at Pitt.
Yeah.
They liked him and blah, 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 blah.
It was a storyline.
Well, they maybe overestimated him.
Yeah.
And they rushed him out there, and it didn't work, and he's a backup in Philly now. And then what do? You went out and you get Russell Wilson for nothing. And then what do? You double down and you go get Justin Fields. And both of those guys, would you want either one of them here as a starter? I'd take either one right now. And I like Jameis.
I also wonder how we're going to view – you know, I talked about Ohio State and Michigan not playing – or playing earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And how we'll view that. When we hit 18 games, how will NFL teams look at the quarterback position? And do you
– I think that's a ways off, though.
I don't know, man. I think we're 2 years away, though. I don't think
well,
we're
that's a
far.
Ways.
But I do think
it's a ways enough that I'm not worried about it for the upcoming season about who's playing quarterback.
No, but as we kind of look forward, like you must have a – I don't think you can depend on a fourth
guy.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't think you can depend on having one quarterback that can lead you through 18 games. And I also think that the days of drafting a quarterback in the fourth, fifth, sixth round, fifth and seventh round, drafting a quarterback lucky there and expecting them to be your backup quarterback, I think those are I just don't see it. If you're going to draft a quarterback in the first round, I can see it. You know, that you might want to bring him in as the number two before you make him the number one. But I just don't – like, I'd be very skeptical of any quarterback that's drafted after the fourth round.
Well, the real feel-good story about Brock Purdy, you know, being the last guy in the draft, I sat there and watched him last night. Now, I know the conditions were terrible, and I know his team was dinged up, and Christian McCaffrey left the game, and blah, 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 and they don't have Brandon Ayuk. Brock Purdy looks like a guy that if he were playing for other teams, you'd think, well, we're gonna replace that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know that they would. I don't know that they will. But
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You know, okay. There's a guy that you thought you had it all taken care of. Now, do you have it taken care of or don't you? And that makes me think about, you know, the veteran quarterbacks who have stepped in. Look at Kirk Cousins. Came to Minnesota, was really good. He's gone to Atlanta. Maybe not so much.
Yeah, although you still like him.
You know, I do like Cousins, yeah. But it's not worked real well down there for him. They've been okay. They've had some great games. They've had some lousy games. You know, the Chargers did a number on them yesterday. And that's an interesting thing to me. Scott talking about wide receivers as well. I just think that position group is wildly thin here. I've thought that for some time. Then you trade Amari Cooper. Cedric Tillman steps up, does a nice job. He's out tonight with a concussion, so that lingers, and that's a shame because I thought he was really coming on. I really like Cedric Tillman. I think he's really good. But just like DeJuan Jones, you know, Andy, hey, here's an opportunity. This guy's going to be really good. Let's see him play left tackle. Oh, he's out. Cedric Tillman, man, he's really played well. Let's see him play more at wide receiver. Oh, he's out. And you can only hope he's back next week against Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I understand everything. It's funny. You started talking about Kirk Cousins there, and I was thinking about yesterday. I don't know because, I don't normally get a lot of time to watch pregame shows because we're always getting ready. And, you know, I've got –
Sure.
I'm on
– You're on doing
air,
one.
I'm doing one at the same time. And yesterday was one of those rare days where we could. And I noticed Kirk Cousins was on with CBS like probably 15 minutes before the game. In a live interview. I don't know if it was live. They may have taped it maybe an hour or two before. And I was trying.
Talking on game day.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid.
But it was. I'm assuming that they probably taped it once he got into uniform and did it. And I thought it was interesting that Cousins said, you know, we're going to try to go over. He alluded to the fact that they were going to try to go over the top yesterday and just kind of go through that, you know, the whole umbrella setup of a defense and that they were going to try to go on the other side of it. And I was fascinated by the fact that, you know, In all your years or all my years, I'm trying to think of like doing interviews like that. Of trying to do that before a game.
Yeah, they don't like, one of those,
yeah,
don't
I
like
don't,
to have that.
And Cousins was just kind of – I think he wanted to just get to the game, but he was pretty good at it. It was interesting to watch.
Networks are paying a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
More than ever. And they're getting better access than ever before.
That's true.
Menigan started the show by depressing me.
I'm sorry.
But I get it. I get it. We're going to discuss this next. It involves a certain guy who his left arm recovered nicely.
Oh.
And he's cashed in because of it. That's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.